You Remembered. A Matt Foggy fic written by Marv with a B and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Foggy is dreading his college reunion, at least until he reconnects with Matt Murdock, who reappears suddenly in Hell's Kitchen. During the same week, a member of the Yakuza is beaten to death in the exact same manner as Roscoe Sweeney was more than 10 years ago. It's just a coincidence, right? Foggy Nelson decided that he hated whichever idiot decided to arrange his 10-year college reunion the week before Christmas. It was bad timing. He was up for promotion after nearly a decade of working at Landman & Zack, and he really couldn't squeeze one more social event into his calendar. But he went because that was just what he did. These kinds of occasions only came around about once every 10 years after all, and his mom had found out about it and kept saying how much fun it would be to see everyone again. Marcy Stahl, his closest friend and fellow Columbia graduate, even agreed to go with him as his date so that Foggy wouldn't feel as awkward about it. It was a confronting thing. He was 31, childless and unmarried. His only consolation was the knowledge that his career was heading in the right direction. The reminder of his perpetual loneliness depressed him, and if it wasn't for the fact that he'd promised to pick Marcy up, he wouldn't have gone to the reunion. He knew he was going to meet people he'd forgotten about, old study buddies who were happily married to the spouse of their dreams, who had two cute kids, a dog, and a house. He didn't have any of that. Well, he had an overpriced apartment he didn't mind crashing in, but it was nothing to write home about. He didn't have anyone in his life, and he wasn't even close to a whole marriage and kids thing. He could have a dog by this time tomorrow, of course, but what would be the point? He worked so much, the poor dog would just wind up wrecking his apartment and driving the neighbors insane. He picked Marcy up from her apartment at 6 p.m. like they'd agreed, remembering to compliment her dress, a white one that went all the way down to the floor and hugged her body in all the right places. They'd gone on a date a million years ago, but the spark hadn't been there and they'd agreed to keep things professional, since good working relationships were hard to come by at a place like Landman & Zack, where everyone was just waiting to turn the knives in your back. With all the stress of finding a spot to park the car and making sure he and Marcy found the right table in the function room, and then the potential disaster involved in remembering the specifics of Marcy's drink order, by the time he got to the bar, he was almost too distracted to recognize the guy leaning against it, drink in hand. Almost. Foggy stopped breathing. Somehow he'd completely forgotten about Matt Murdock, his hot college roommate, who dropped out right around the time a guy who'd fixed boxing matches for the Kitchen Irish back in the day turned up in a dumpster, having recently been beaten to death. It made the papers, and Foggy knew exactly who did it. The same guy who stood in front of him now, sipping a 7&7. Matt frickin' Murdock. Matt? Foggy muttered in disbelief. His old roommate cocked his head slightly, considering him as he said, "Do I know you?" "Kidding. Hi, Foggy. How have you been?" Foggy blinked and said, "Fine, you?" Matt shrugged. "Can't complain. Can I buy you a drink?" "Sure," said Foggy, frowning slightly. "Tom Collins, right?" said Matt as Foggy's lips curved into a slow smile. "You remembered," he said, his cheeks feeling suddenly warm. "Of course," Matt said smoothly. Foggy's breath caught in his throat and he released a shaky breath. It was nice to know some things hadn't changed. His crush on his former roommate was as embarrassingly apparent as ever. Matt had always affected him this way, and no amount of time seemed able to change it, much to Foggy's continuing mortification. "So what have you been up to?" he asked casually as Matt paid for his drink and then slid it across the bar to him. "I didn't think you graduated." Matt smirked. "Well, don't say that too loud or they'll throw me out," he said lightly. "I was in town for... business. I heard about the reunion. Thought I'd say hi." "Hi," said Foggy, his tone incredulous. "Yeah, hi," said Matt with a kind of smile that completely disarmed him. "It's been a while." "It has," Foggy agreed, lifting his glass to his lips and taking a long sip. It reminded him irresistibly of lemonade, of a summer break spent with Matt back in college, sweet memories bubbling up to the surface with a taste of gin, refreshing and pure, almost herbal in taste. He shot a glance at Matt over the rim of his glass, but the other man appeared to be deep in thought. "So, are you a big shot liar now?" Matt asked at length. "Something like that," Foggy said modestly, realizing belatedly that he'd forgotten to order Marcy's drink. What about you? You said you were in town for business. What is it you do? Oh, it's nothing too exciting, Matt said evasively. I travel a lot, but I'm mostly based in China these days. China? Foggy repeated in surprise. No kidding. He took another sip of his drink, considering the man who had been his best friend what seemed like a lifetime ago. Matt was being deliberately cagey, of course. He was closed off and careful in a way that he hadn't been then. He'd been reserved, for sure. Now he was entirely distant, unknowable in a way that Foggy had never seen before. He finished his drink in silence, feeling as if he was being watched, even if not in a typical sense. Mostly, it was Matt. He was hyper-alert, tense in a way that Foggy longed to ease as he set his empty glass on the bar. Can I interest you in another drink, Foggy? Or maybe a dance? Matt suggested, nodding to a section of the room where half a dozen couples were swaying more than dancing. You dance? Asked Foggy with a frown. Matt shrugged and said, on occasion? I don't really know how, Foggy admitted self-consciously. I'll show you, Matt said, holding out his hand invitingly. Come on. Foggy hesitated. Do you need your cane, or... No, Matt said simply. His was a quiet kind of confidence, not showy like some people Foggy knew. And that was how Matt danced too. Foggy let Matt hold him close, marveling at his quiet grace, how smoothly and fluidly he moved, not seeming to follow any set rhythm or routine, just his own feet and the hypnotic sway of his hips. You're good at this, Foggy commented, doing his level best to follow Matt's lead. Matt hummed thoughtfully. So I'm told. Then he moved his hand from where it rested on Foggy's hip, curling an index finger under Foggy's chin and gently rising his head. Foggy knew a moment of uncertainty and fluttering nerves. Just one, before Matt pressed a searing kiss to his lips in front of a room full of Columbia alumni. Finally, was all Foggy could think as he melted into the addictive bliss of that kiss. He pulled away shyly a moment later and said, How long have you been waiting to do that? Matt actually blushed as he admitted, About 10 years. Oh, said Foggy, biting back a grin. Do you wanna go back to your place? Matt suggested with such suddenness that Foggy felt his breath catch. Oh, he said uncertainly. I was gonna say, kiss me again, but if you want to. Well, since you asked, Matt murmured, pressing a second, softer kiss to his lips before he pulled back. Yes, I'd like to come back to your place so we can... talk? Foggy suggested half-heartedly as Matt grinned, likely knowing his intentions were not strictly honorable. Yeah, after, maybe, Matt agreed with a small, rather coy smile. Foggy nodded. Okay, Matt. Matt came home with him that night, and they didn't talk about anything at all. The only words leaving Foggy's mouth were, Matt, whimpered into his pillow, followed by, more. In the morning, Matt made him an omelette, kissed him at the door, and told him he'd call after he took care of some business. A few days went by with no word from him, and then the news broke of a Japanese businessman connected to the Yakuza who had been left dead in a dumpster, beaten to hell. 5 minutes after that story broke, Foggy got a text from Matt, asking if he could take him to dinner the next time he was in town. Foggy was not an idiot. He knew the timing wasn't a coincidence, but after the last time Matt disappeared from his life. Couldn't say yes, right? He knew what Matt was. Or he thought he knew, at least. But he texted him back, anyway.